You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 97, Poetry is a Gesture Toward Home. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast, where we explore the intersection of creativity, productivity, and mindset. I'm here to help you break through barriers, build lasting habits, and fuel your passion for writing and creating. We are in May, you guys, but I didn't get this past episode, which was supposed to post on Wednesday, April 30th, the last day of National Poetry Month, and I had an episode, just didn't get it posted, y'all. Life be lifin', okay? Life be lifin'. So I have that episode today, closing out April, which was National Poetry Month, with this quote by Jericho Brown: "Poetry is a gesture toward home." Now, before we get into this powerful idea, let's talk a little bit about the brilliant poet that's behind this quote. Jericho Brown is a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, a professor, and one of the most soulful, inventive voices in contemporary literature. That's just period, point blank. His work speaks to the beauty and complexity of Black life, survival, love, history, and the body, all through a lens that feels both past and present. His most well-known collection, called The Tradition, it won the 2020 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. He also created The Duplex, which is a poetic form that blends the sonnet and the blues and the ghazal, which, if you know anything about those forms, it's a bold and beautiful act of invention. So Jericho Brown's poetry doesn't just tell the truth, it screams the truth, right? It opens up the window into the lived experience, and at the same time, it reimagines language itself. So when you think about this quote, "Poetry is a gesture toward home," what does it mean? What are we talking about? It's really, for me, it's truth. It resonates truth. To write poetry, or really to make any kind of art, regardless what it is to reach out for a place you belong. It's a place of belonging. It's not necessarily a physical place, but an emotional, spiritual, even ancestral place. A place where we're understood, a place where we are whole, where we can be our whole self. For Black writers, for queer writers, marginalized creatives, that gesture can also be an act of reclaiming, reclaiming our voice, reclaiming our right to imagine, to be soft, to grieve, to celebrate, to say I'm here in a world that often tries to silence us. And what does this mean for us as writers, as artists, as dreamers? Poetry is a gesture toward home. It means that every time you put pen to paper, every time you put your fingers to the keyboard, every time you stroke a brush to the canvas, you sing on the mic, you're dancing, you're being creative, you are reaching for home. You are getting closer to the truth, to your truth. You don't need permission to create. You don't need a perfect setting or a huge platform. You just need to be honest, because honesty is the home, letting your writing guide you there, just let it be loud. Let it be quiet. Let it be messy. Let it be radiant. Let it be raw, real, whatever it needs to be. But let it be yours. And if you're stuck, remember that the act of showing up is the gesture. Even a single sentence, a single line can bring you closer. Now, as we finished National Poetry Month, I want to say this. We need poetry now more than ever. In a time when books are being banned, libraries are being defunded, and the arts itself is under attack, celebrating poetry is an act of resistance. It's a declaration that stories matter, that our stories matter. When we lift up poetry, we're preserving language as a living, breathing part of our culture. We're saying that beauty and truth and craft are not luxuries. They are necessary. So to every poet, every teacher, every reader, every lover of language, you're keeping the fire lit. Know that. Okay? I am just excited thinking about, you know, the power of the written word, the power of language, and how we are using that, especially in these times. Sometimes, if you're just paying attention to what's happening, the way that Black books are being banned, how they're trying to silence us. And if you think back, I was thinking earlier during the Harlem Renaissance, even before it really took full swing, that Black artists were sought after as being a threat. There were writers, including James Baldwin, Josephine Baker, there were more that were on the FBI's most wanted list because of their words, because of what they spoke, what they created. It was a threat to the institutions that were in place back then. You know, they spoke up and out about racism and about the things that were going on, the suppression and things that were happening in the Black communities and the ways in which they were being marginalized. And they ended up on the FBI's most wanted list. They did not want them to speak. They did not want them to create because they were telling the truth. There was power in their words, and there's power in our words now. And that's why we're seeing Black books being banned. Certain things they don't want us to talk about, especially in schools. And they don't want people to know the truth, to hear anything other than made up stories or, you know, just a one-sided tale. And so I encourage you to continue to purchase the books, to read the work, to go to the events. Don't stop. Do more of it and celebrate poetry every day, because we don't know what's going to happen, you know, as far as literature and books, and particularly that which comes from from Black artists. So continue to support and continue to do your work and continue to allow your work to guide you home. So with that, you guys, I am bowing out for this episode, and I pray that May brings you lots of things that bloom, whether they're ideas, whether they're places, people, things in your life. I'm hoping that they bloom and take flight. And month of May, we're going to have 3 episodes before we go on a summer break. So definitely tune in for the next 3 episodes. And we're going to be talking about how to prepare yourself to be your most creative self throughout the summer, because 2025 is not over yet. A lot of times we think, okay, if I don't start out fresh on January 1st, then it's no point. I'll just wait till next year or whatever, you know, because we're 5 months into the year. Don't do that. Don't do that. You can start fresh anytime. You can start any day. It doesn't have to be January 1st or the first of the month. You can do it now. And so that's what the next 3 episodes are going to focus on: getting us back on track, getting us putting pen to paper, getting us back into a creative spirit all summer long. So please tune in and check those episodes out. And yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And until next time, you guys, take care.